The singing of tenor Lee Steiner performing a selection from the opera La Bohème has an audience captivated in the Caneo Valley. But this performance isn't in a theater or on a college campus. It's in an unexpected spot, a library. Opera Santa Barbara is turning libraries in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties into concert halls for a series of free performances. It's an extension of a program to bring opera to the people.
We started this program about 8 years ago with the help of a foundation, the Mosher Foundation. We expanded the program from a series of four-week programs to a full 17-week program. And as I did it, I realized that that meant that we could do a lot more outreach in the community. So what I did is I went into my database and said, okay, where are our subscribers and our ticket buyers coming from?
Stephen Sharp is Opera Santa Barbara's general director.
A lot of opera companies are now looking at ways to not just look at traditional programming in the theater, but how can we bring it out into the communities? And this is a perfect example of that. We've also been touring the local schools and retirement communities. Right after today's concert, they're heading to a retirement community around the corner from here and doing another concert for the residents there.
Soprano Rachel Blaustein is another of the Opera Santa Barbara performers taking part in the lunchtime show at the Thousand Oaks Library.
It is a little bit different. It's been a new experience for us, but it's so much fun, and the turnout is always incredible.
While a library or retirement home might be an unusual place for an opera performance, Blaustein says as long as there's music and an audience, the performers can make it work.
We're young. We sort of go with the flow for most things, and we usually have a piano, you know, a keyboard that we carry around in our car just in case we need it. You know, we're always ready to set up shop wherever we need to. You know, we're really excited and we love doing these library concerts.
The 100-plus people on hand for today's concert include retirees, some moms and dads with kids, and some high school students. Nancy Moe says she's just discovered opera music and loves it.
It's wonderful. I just live about 5 minutes away. So I just drive on down and enjoy it. It's something that I've never experienced, but it's really opened my brain to it. And I'm just finding it really, really interesting.
Isabel Mancuso is a 17-year-old student who's hoping to become an opera singer.
It's amazing. It's really cool to see that classical music is still something that people are interested in hearing in this area. And I'm blessed to be able to come and see this for free. I mean, how awesome is that?
A couple of years from now, is this going to be you not just performing here, but maybe in Santa Barbara, maybe in L.A.?
Maybe. I hope so.
Sebastian and Rose Domenico of Agoura Hills are also among the concertgoers. Sebastian is a huge opera fan. Rose, well, not so much.
He loves it. I sort of in between. I mean, I like it, but I'm not that crazy about it.
So you're being a good wife and you're coming.
I'm being a good wife, exactly. He enjoys to the extreme.
Thousand Oaks Library Program Coordinator Jana Covell says while it might seem like an unconventional library event, they're thrilled to be hosting the performances.
Stephen called from the opera a few months ago and said, you know, we'd like to start doing this outreach to our local libraries, and would you be interested? And I'm like, yes.
The Opera Santa Barbara series continues with free noontime performances at the Santa Barbara Central Library today, the Ojai Library tomorrow, the Ventura Library on Friday, and the Goleta Library on April 25th. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.